Hello, and welcome back to this little exclusive question with Ken Dine. Ken, we just had one question for you, basically, as this thing usually is. I want to hear, what is the most memorable like magic show you've done for a corporation, and why do you think it was so good? What kind of made it a great one?
Stunned silence.
On that bombshell.
Yeah, I know. I feel
it's time to end this show.
Let me think of that. Something memorable. What memorable thing has happened? I've got one. Okay, cool. Right, we can cut this in now. You can cut all this shite out, and I'll sound like I know what I'm fucking doing. I think one of the most memorable ones, for just a whole bunch of reasons, was I went to Budapest to do a gig for Mars, who make chocolate bars and dog
Not
food.
The planet.
Yeah, well, you know.
You were the Elon.
That's next.
Entertaining on the show.
Performed in almost every country and part of the solar system.
Yeah. Two out of however many there are. So that was really, and I think why it was interesting was because it was that I landed. Before I got on the plane, I got a quick message from the woman who booked me. She said, "Oh, just so you know, we'll meet you at the airport because in Budapest today there's a NATO peace meeting." So the security was mad. So I got picked up from the airport in like this by this crazy bunch of people, and I got put into this car, and I had, like, it was all very strict. I couldn't go out and look around Budapest at all. From the window, it looked like a lovely city beyond the barricades, and it was so that was really memorable. I think the environment for me, the reason I do this job, you see, is because I really love traveling. So I get to see lots of different cities around the UK and then around the world and do all this lovely stuff. And the reason I love lecturing and creating magic and mentalism stuff is because I get to lecture around the world. And that's really a huge, the travel element is a really huge thing for me. So I think Budapest was a really good trip for me.
I like that. And so I guess to develop that further, what do you think makes a good corporate performance? I mean, you've talked a little bit about getting the back. But is there any other tips that you have as far as what kind of captures people and what you've kind of learned performing for so many different audiences all over the world?
I think one of my things that I think I hear a lot when I'm standing at the back of the room with bookers, and I stand there when the other acts are on, because I want to overhear what their sort of comments about other acts are, because I want to incorporate that feedback into myself. And they often just go, "I just wish that we'd get on with it." You know, and I think there's a lot of us doing, being poetic and lovely and stuff, but actually just get on with it. Like, do the thing you said you're going to do and do it now, and then do the next thing, because we just want people to get on with it. So I think that's been one of the things that I definitely like to do, is I just like to get on with it.
Is it Frank Capra or Franz Capra, the guy that directed It's a Wonderful Life? One of his previous films, or I don't even know the name, so maybe I shouldn't even be talking about stuff that I don't know. But one of the films that he'd done, it was like 3 hours. He thought it was his like masterpiece. It's, you know, the biggest work of his life. Screened it to audiences. They hated it. And so he literally took the film, the actual like physical film, cut it in half, rescreened it, and people loved it.
Yeah. And that's another thing. We talk about email marketing. One of the big things that we can do to all improve our emails is usually delete the first two paragraphs. And that'll usually mean your email starts when it starts getting good.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, that's exactly what Benji keeps saying to me. So it's good to hear it from you as well, Ken. That way I don't have any excuse to get out of it.
You're welcome.
I was literally typing to Benji in Slack, "F you," as you wrote that. So as you said that. So I'm glad that I have no excuses now. Thank you. I was going to say, one thing that I like about, to bring another topic into this, is just like Ed Sheeran. I think he's actually a really good example of that. You know, he gets up on stage and he just plays, you know? There's no like, he's like, "Hey everyone, welcome to Wembley, boom." You know, he's just playing. And it really does have that palpable impact of like, all right, great. I was here to listen to Ed Sheeran sing. Now I'm going to hear him sing. So yeah, I think that's a really good tip.
Yeah, when I was doing the sort of slightly more aggressive style in my earlier performance days, I didn't even say hello when I walked on. I got introduced, I walked on. My first line was, "You stand up, think about the name of a country, a continent, a town, or a city anywhere in the world." literally, it was like this crazy pattern interrupt of, whoa, it started. He hasn't even, we're just going. And that's quite interesting because psychologically speaking, I talk a lot about allowing people to join something when it's in motion. Mm. Have you ever tried to get a car moving once it stopped standing still? When it's actually stood still, really stopped standing. It's very difficult to get, it takes lots of energy to push and get it going to begin with. Whereas once the wheels are turning, it's much easier. And it's the same with people's attention. If we can start our marketing at the exciting moment, like the beginning of a James Bond movie or Fast and Furious 26 or whatever we're up to, we don't get the beginning of the film's not James Bond sitting at home and then and he's watching Netflix and the phone rings and Q says, oh, there's a really bad man over there. Shall you go and get him? That doesn't happen. Instead, the movie starts and like even the logo of the production company doesn't even get fully fade out before there's a motorbike going boom and there's a car, woo, and there's an aeroplane going tick, tick, tick. Like we're in motion. And most marketing, most acts need to just start in motion. What would happen if you just cut the first bit of your show? What would happen?
Wow. I really like that.
I think the technical term for that is in media res. I just wanted to make sure that film A level I did came in handy at some point. So
there you go.
Yeah, you go.
All right. Well, honestly, I think that's perfect. Thank you so much, Ken. We'll close out this little exclusive segment there.
Lush. Yeah.